from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
R-T-I. Have mercy, Mr. Attitude, Eric Wiltshire.
What are you doing? You're dusting, are you? Great. He's doing his dusting, boys and girls. You heard it here first on Postcard from Bob Brad, where he's supposed to be quiet. And no, what was he doing? Doing his dusting. Hi, I'm Eric Wiltshire. This is Postcard from Bob Brad. What's and all is what you get here. Normally there'd be a trio of us, but there's only a duo today. And why do we call it Postcard from Bob Brad for the new listeners? Because I'm in Poprad, which is in the east of Slovakia, at the base of the glorious Tatry Mountains, covered in snow. It's -7 outside at the moment. It's cold. But the air is beautiful. You just can't believe it. Anyway, normally it would be three of us, but Rach, who's normally with us, is languishing in the glory of a new house. Unfortunately, I think it's in the third world because it's got no internet. It should have had internet, but it hasn't got internet. So she's not with us, so we have to say Happy Christmas. You'll have to wait to the New Year show to hear Rach again. I'm languishing in the glory of my new video, which will come up in the show regularly, I promise you. And Lee is just languishing in the United Kingdom, aren't you, Lee?
I know I was going to do a languishing and languisting joke, but I haven't got the energy. Ladies and gentlemen, what? Can I just say something? What? I have to point out that he says this is warts and all. I have to point out that I do not have warts and I do not dust them. I was only dusting them because he didn't tell me we had started recording. And don't you think what a wonderful emancipated man I am that I can do dusting?
No, not really.
What, do you think I'm an old woman?
Yes.
Who's a good job Rachel's not here.
What, to defend you as usual?
Yeah, she loves me.
You know. Oh, no, she does. She's like that all the time. I worry about you. Anyway, hi to the guys over in the US at Talk Radio and Breeze and Replay and everywhere else. And we've got some exciting news about 2014, where RTI expands again. My word.
Just like Eric's waistband.
That is going down.
What's going down?
My waistband.
It's good exercise, that.
No, my jeans fell down, that was all it was. Anyway, anyway, let's get on with a bit of the news. And it's a sad story to start with. Peter O'Toole has died at the age of 81. But I love Peter O'Toole. Do you know why?
I do, because he was handsome.
Because he's a rebel.
Absolutely.
I love him. And he wasn't one of those stupid rebels either. He was one of those rebels that made sense. And one quote from Peter O'Toole. The only exercise I take is walking behind the coffins of friends who took exercise. What a great quote. Marvellous.
Brilliant.
Wonderful man.
You're quite right. He was up there in that grand pantheon of wild celebrities. And we don't have them anymore. We have some pretenders like Justin Beepoff and things like that. Mm. But there he was. He was up there with Oliver Reed. He was up there with Richard Burton.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a good quote of him, which I think is something that we should all live by.
Go on.
And there's another quote, which is a bit worrying, actually, but where he says, I will not be a common big man because it's my right to be an uncommon man. I think that is something
very true.
We should all live by.
Aspire to is the word.
That's
the word you were struggling to say, wasn't it?
No, I wasn't trouble. Ladies and gentlemen, just because Rachel's here, he thinks he can pick on me. I wasn't thinking that my sentence was perfectly formed. Like a little baby.
Something like that. Before I forget, we're going to say hello to Ireland, to Dublin specifically, to Ronan O'Rahilly and Innes, who I had a chat with over the weekend. And I'm pleased to tell everybody who listens to this show that the founder of Radio Caroline, Ronan O'Rahilly, is now on Facebook. And you can find him there. It's really him. You don't have to worry. It's not a con one.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's really you, Ronan. We know. And we'd love to wish you a happy Christmas. And to all of you over there, lovely seeing you in your new apartment. That's wonderful. And lots of other nice things we hope for 2014 for you. So good luck, mate. You've done enough work now. It's time for you to have a relax, I think.
I saying that, I think that's really nicely put.
Thank you, sir. Moving
just,
on.
Just, no,
what?
just want to go back to Peter O'Toole for a split second.
Yes.
It's just an interesting point that I've discovered, right? His initials, if you take, you make names out of initials like LGB.
Yeah, he says he spells pot, I know.
Yeah, well, that was it. But mine spells lesbian, gay and bisexual. LGB, lesbian, gay and bisexual. His spells pot. What does yours spell? ENW?
I don't know. Answers on the postcard.
I was going to send the ladies and gentlemen to Ryan and say what Eric's name means.
Well, we could open for 2014.
Yeah, for 2014.
Then it would be Eric's new wealth.
Why are you getting rich next year?
Well, I was dreaming, can't you?
Well, I just thought I'd become your bestest friend now.
Oh, I'm sure you would. Ronnie Briggs has been creating chaos in the UK, and I don't understand why, and down in Oz as well. The legendary train robberer died this week, and the media went bonkers. And BBC even started showing the great train robbery movie.
Which isn't very good, actually.
No, it's rubbish.
Yeah. I'm appalled. I'm appalled at the public reaction to the way the media has handled the death of Ronnie Biggs.
He's become like Robin Hood, hasn't he?
Well, he is like Robin Hood. The basic approach by the newspapers in England was to say that Ronnie Biggs is dead, aged 84. That's the headline that almost every newspaper went on. And yet we had MPs, we had broadcasters, we had little women standing outside the post office and the butchers, all saying how disgusting it was that Ronnie Biggs made the front page. What a load of rubbish! That was the simple marking of a basic story about a man who went from common to uncommon. I'm not defending what he did. I'm not defending the path he took. But this man became something like you said, a sort of anti-hero. That's the sort of thing we make films about. It's something that Hollywood is built on. What a load of idiots to condemn the man. He was 84. And I tell you what he'd done. He'd given us all a laugh.
Well, there is that too, I suppose. Anyway, as somebody that worked behind the post office counter, I'm not happy with the man. But anyway...
I'm not defending him, like I say.
Enough of that. It's that time of year where the reports come out, and one has come out with the top 10 most complained about shows in the UK of 2013.
Yeah.
And this is where I do my impersonation of the late, great Alan Freeman and go, da 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 for Top of the Pops. In at number 10, Coronation Street.
Hello! That's Le Dudicurus.
In at number 9, it's Downton Abbey.
What a load of rubbish that was.
At number 8, it's BBC News. Number 7, Emmerdale. At number 6, Britain's Got Talent. At 5, Celebrity Big Brother. At 4, Comedy Relief, Funny for Money. And number 3 is ITV News. Number 2, The X Factor. And at number 1... Big Brother, with 965 complaints. Have you got nothing better to do?
Then complain about TV. I'll tell you what, as many people as can complain about TV. TV is the worst thing that has ever been perpetrated on man. It is worse than the internet. And these programmes, I don't understand why Coronation Street got so many complaints. Or Emmerdale. I'm not saying they are brilliantly made or brilliantly scripted, but they are iconic programmes, and what they do actually do is look into big social issues like family breakups, all sorts of things like that. And the complaints, I can understand why people are complaining about ITV News and the BBC News. It's because, do you know this story about the theatre collapse in Britain? Mm-hmm. BBC, Sky News, on the ball, rolling reports about it from the instant it happened. BBC still had it as a breaking news line at the bottom of the page while they talked about Nelson Mandela. Why? That's why they get complaints, or should get complaints. Big Brother, what a load of rubbish.
I'm told, and you'll have to, for obvious reasons, confirm this.
Yeah.
But on the main BBC One news last night, the fact that a theatre ceiling had collapsed in London wasn't actually the headline story.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, isn't that what I just said?
But no, I thought you were talking about News 24.
No, sorry, no, the BBC News, it wasn't the lead story until way after midnight, four or five hours after the event happened.
Good grief.
Yeah, and that's why we should complain about the BBC. ITV News actually did get there, but as much as I hate to say it, Sky News trounced them. What was also interesting about it is listen to this.
What?
The Daily Mail comes out at 10 o'clock on the night before the morning it's supposed to be published.
Mm.
The BBC didn't have the story, or had it as a breaking news line at the bottom of the screen. The Daily Mail, The Sun, I can't remember which others, but now most of the press, by 10 o'clock that night, were actually splashing on that story.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Anyway, I'm very pleased to report, which is the only reason we can trivialise this slightly, that nobody was seriously hurt at the theatre in London. And also, there are a few people with a few more nasty bits, but they're all not terribly unwell. They are injured, but this week's new section of the programme. Things that could seriously damage your health.
Like a theatre falling on your head.
There you go. You see, have I not said how many times it's no point in going to the theatre?
I knew you were going to go down this line. But I'll tell you, there is a really interesting dilemma here.
Yeah, sure.
Which is something that I've personally been working on a different level. So, but I'm not going to tell you about mine. It's just the fact, you see, all these... I love Theatreland. I go down to London and to the theatre quite a lot. And part of the charm is going into these Victorian theatres, which have not changed since they were first built in the the 19th century.
Well, it was apparently built, the Apollo, in 1901.
Yeah, I'm talking generally. I'm not
talking about
Apollo at the moment. And
so you're basically saying you enjoy going to dusty old buildings.
Yeah, because they are iconic and beautiful and give you the... And the thing with theatre is that
anybody
you need to have
tea?
The atmosphere. I won't be going on long. Go and brew up. I'll just carry on. Right? And they are actually beautiful things. And you get the atmosphere of theatre as it was. You get hundreds of years or 100 years of atmosphere. The problem that these theatres have is that they are all listed buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And the actual price of doing them up is phenomenal because of English heritage.
No,
who should hang their heads in shame over this kind of thing. They put so many ridiculous restrictions on people who become custodians of listed buildings that it becomes impossible for you to actually maintain them properly.
I know what you're saying. But I have to say, watching Sky News, as you quite rightly pointed out, which I can, it was wonderful to see the typical London approach to this, where buses stopped and they became makeshift ambulances. Treating people in triage there. And the buses, no question about it, they took busfuls of people to hospital. It was so British.
Did they charge them?
No.
They can pay a fare?
No. Don't be facetious.
Just say we can be funny about me. Nobody got hurt.
And secondly, in things that could seriously damage your health, Facebook. Now, you'd never think, you couldn't write it, could you? A young tourist in Australia was so wrapped up in what she was doing on her mobile phone on Facebook that she walked off the end of a pier and needed the police to rescue her. What a numpty!
Well, I think what's absolutely brilliant about this story is that when the police actually got to her, she was 66 feet away from the shore. She was still on a mobile phone on Facebook. I don't think she'd even noticed.
She apparently, according to the police, she wasn't even in a panic.
No, because she was doing Facebook.
She'd probably be Facebooking her friends, say, can you send a boat out to get me?
Yeah. Guess what? Just fell in river. It's lovely here, bit wet, could do with a Starbucks. Yeah.
Oh, dear. And he's right. She had her mobile phone in one of her heads when she was brought on board the boat that got her. Flipping heck. Oh, dear. She was taken to a hospital for a checkup after the accident. And on the way there, she took her phone into the shop to get it fixed. No, I didn't mean that.
she actually Facebooked the hospital saying, on my way.
Anyway, we want to know if Npower in the UK, that's the power company, has got the Christmas spirit. This is hurting me. Npower has agreed
that was
to...
like a little lion.
Was I doing a Katy Perry roar?
A little roar. Yes, I know why you're a little roar, dear.
A little roar. Npower has agreed to pay $3.5 million back to vulnerable customers. Yeah. No. That's the spin of the story.
Yeah, right.
Basically, if they hadn't, they'd got into trouble anyway. So they've given the money back through Ofgem after doing some stuff that wasn't agreed and wasn't right.
Yeah.
And they've tried to spin it out as a Christmas story.
Absolutely. And old idiot journalists have gone with it.
I know. I don't get it.
Well, the angle I would have taken, which I think is what you were ultimately going to allude to until I interrupted you, because I thought I'd better get in on this story as well, is the fact that, yeah, it sounds incredible, 3.5 million. There are 60 million people in Britain who are suffering because of bills. There's not even enough pennies in that to give each even as a penny. What it actually works out is that they will decide who's vulnerable and give them 25 quid or 35 quid.
Great. Wonderful.
Which is actually a million people they're going to give it to, isn't it?
Well, irrelevant of all that, it's still a spin of a story based on doing something wrong that the regulator was going to slap you on the wrist for.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't know where you got this copy of this story from, or the initial information, I mean, but I cannot see why there has been no journalist who sat there and said, 3.5 million, 60 million people in the country, where maybe there's a million on hardship, that's 35 quid each.
Or Lee,
yeah.
What we should do is be giving the PR award of the week to the man in power.
Well, yeah, because I tell you what, there's an interesting thought I had yesterday.
What?
About PR people.
Is that one of those oxymoron things?
I think it's rude the way you always say that butts are morons.
He's done it again. No, yeah. No, yeah.
It's because I'm funky.
You're funking now, are you? It's Mancunian.
I'm funky, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But PR people...
Yes.
...are put on this earth to do nothing but fail and to get loads and loads of money for it. And what they look for... all sorts of titles that become impressive. Mm. And actually, most of them have no substance at all.
Answers on a postcard to Lee G. Banks, somewhere in the middle of the United Kingdom.
Stig Abel, who's executive editor of The Sun, is a PR man.
Is he?
And yeah, that's where he came from. He's failed all the way through his career.
So is he poacher turned gamekeeper or gamekeeper turned poacher?
He's I never know which way it should be, really, but it's one of the other. And actually, he's now found his place within the real world of journalism, away from PR, and he's really good. So PR people, there is a role model for you to look at and follow.
Right. Okay. Anyway, we move along because it was a good award. We think it's good. It's only taken her 19 years, but Mariah Carey has sold 1 million copies of All I Want for Christmas Is You.
19 years to sell it?
To sell 1 million copies.
That means she's been selling, 50,000 every Christmas?
I don't know. I can't add up like that. I haven't got my shoes off.
I have no idea. When I come up with these facts and figures like that, I have no idea if they actually compute. I just sort of make it like as close as I can think it might be.
Well, there's others that have got there, you see. They've got to 1 million copies sold. One was quite obviously Bing Crosby's White Christmas, Slade's Merry Christmas, Everybody, It's Christmas! And dum.
That was the Osborne then.
The dum, 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 dum. Band-Aids, do they know it's Christmas?
That was EastEnders.
No, that's dum, 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 dum.
Dum, dum. That goes with the oxymoron.
Sounds like the Buzzcocks from a minute there, didn't we? Anyway, so she's done all right. It's not a bad song. It's all right.
It's a Christmas song. It's absolutely abhorrent. It is weak, badly written, badly tuned. It has no sense of reality about what the world is about.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with Christianity or God. It is to do with mammon.
All right. So basically, you should summarise that into bar humbug.
Absolutely. I will stand up and I will reveal my bar humbugs to any man who wishes, or woman who wishes me to.
So don't you like Bing Crosby's White Christmas?
I don't like any Christmas song.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
See,
the digital designs. After doing anyway, no,
I have something to say.
What?
There is one album.
Oh no!
Christmas songs, which
no.
is good. Bob Dylan's "Christmas in the Heart," and do you know that album?
Why do you always go on about Lob Dylan?
Lob?
Lob Dylan.
Lob means something else in Mancunian. And the end of Dylan on. Anyway, that's because he's interesting and because he's current and excited.
Current? He's about as current as a dried up prune.
Oh, Joby, he's just doing an album with Mariah Carey and Adele to for the Philippines. Anyway, all I was going to say is
Adele.
I know. She nicked his knocking on heaven's door for the one hit record she had anyway.
Good. We come on to her later.
All I was saying is that his album, Christmas in the Heart, which was an incredible departure from his usual sort of thing, right, is one of the biggest Christmas selling albums ever. That's why he's current. And every single penny of it has gone to charities in America. And I just thought it was interesting to see that in Norway, of all places, the album actually reached number 5 in Norway.
Did it?
Yeah. And it reached number 6 in Sweden.
Right.
And 44 in Austria. Right. 89 in Belgium.
In Slovakia, it didn't chart.
That's how gal'd you know.
I never even heard of it.
Exactly.
Oh, dear. Everybody's panicking in the UK this week because apparently the weather's going to go worse again, which means it's going to be a normal winter. There'll be rain, strong winds. Some places will get snow.
Yeah.
That's winter.
It's winter for you.
Yep. And in some places in Scotland, there could be icy roads and 7 inches of snow. Oh, my word.
Well, that's better than Nick Cave, isn't it, with his 15 miles of white snow. There's a cultural reference for you you won't get.
No. The Met Office has said that the south, east, southwest and parts of the north will still get to temperatures of 8.
8?
Right. Yes.
Is that hot?
That's warm.
I think that's warm as well, yeah. If you put if you put something in your cooker on gas mark 8 or electric gas 8, right, then it won't cook.
Will it?
No, it won't cook. Well, no, it's not like...
Lee.
What?
You have to light the gas cooker.
No, I'm saying if you only set it to mark 8.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. If you only set it to mark 8 and don't light it, it won't cook.
Mark 8.
Did he? Was he hungry?
If you reverse it the other way around...
8 mark.
No, don't say that. You're upsetting. Anyway.
Oh, my word. Anyway, let's move along to one more story. Blimey, it's near the end of part one. As the TV adverts say everywhere, every little helps.
Yeah.
More security staff have been hired to stop supermarket fights.
I know.
And what are people fighting over? The Bargain Hunters, looking for the reduced cost fruit and vegetables. What?
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Apparently, the scenes were so shocking, an MP's jumped on the bandwagon.
Yeah, because she got a purse nick when she was fighting with all the people in the store.
Oh, no.
I made that up, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sure you did. We're not going to mention her, because I think she's just jumping on the bandwagon or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And apparently, somebody's been pinching items from other people's baskets. My word, I could crush a grape.
Did you get grapes for
Christmas? Yeah. Anyway, this is Tesco's, who've been forced to lay on extra security staff to deal with bargain hunters who are fighting over food for Christmas. You can't make this up, can you? Is this for real or another spin doctor job?
No, this is real. This is real. And it's quite an horrendous story, actually. But also, what I don't understand is why nobody realises that Christmas actually lasts for one day. One day. The shops are shut for one day. And why does everybody go and clear out all the supermarkets of everything that is comestible in the world? They just clear it all out and put it in. Then they go to the supermarket on Boxing Day to buy some more.
Because we eat lots.
You can't eat a whole supermarket in one day.
I can do my best.
Well, you probably could. But on the serious side, right?
Have you never seen one of my turkeys? No. We're coming to the end of part one. This is my top tip for cooking a turkey properly. You start off with a turkey, and we'll go with 14 pounds, 14 kilos, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
First of all, you need two huge packs of butter. You separate the skin from the meat, you put the butter underneath. You then get two huge packets of bacon, and you stick the bacon all over the top of the turkey. You then get a huge packet of sausage meat, and you stuff it up the end of the turkey. You then stick in a big orange or something like that, and you get a huge packet of stuffing.
Excuse me.
What?
Is this turkey dead or alive?
It's dead.
Oh, right.
And by the time you finished, a 14-something turkey ends up at 22-something turkey. And that's how you...
Can you stick 8 pounds of stuff up it?
Yes!
That's as bad as Nick Cave's 50 miles away stuff.
And that's the only way to do Christmas dinner. Overindulge, feel rotten at the end of the day, then have one of those tablets that makes your tummy feel better, and you start all over again on Boxing Day.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's a bit really, isn't it?
It is a serious point about
you got
this
10 story. Seconds.
Well, there's actually, in America, the same thing's happening, and there's actually been stabbings and shootings. Four, that's when it gets three, really insane. Two, at least we don't one. Actually shoot it.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.